Well, you know what it's getting ready to do down here, so we won't talk. Well, we've had a heat wave all summer long, and then we end it with a hurricane. But Ken, you have had a fantastic year.
Yes, congratulations.
Yeah, good. It's been good. I appreciate it. Just been like I got another chance, and just been out here working hard.
Yeah, he's of course a Henderson State grad, Tommy. And I just wonder, were you a good student? I asked the president early on, Ken, if he had had some experience as a student that he sort of regrets. Were you a perfect student? And when you were here, did you misbehave a little bit, or what was your experience like here?
Well, I don't think I was a perfect student. I don't even want to go there on that. I think I'm gonna hang out with Tommy.
Well, Ken, we're all right now, but boy, we had a hell of a time, didn't we?
Oh yeah, for sure.
John's having a good year. You're having a good year. The season is about come to the end. As you look back on this golf season, what are your memories?
Just being consistent, and having a chance to win a few times. And I think one of the biggest things is over there at Pebble. I was in the last group at Pebble behind Tiger and Phil, and I'll tell you what, I just kind of got caught up in the whole circus over there. I mean, I bet there was thousands of people on the putting green right there right before we teed off, and those guys went to the tee, and there might have been 8 or 10 people left. But it's pretty special experience, and shooting 28 in the back nine, no one's ever shot under 30 out there. So that was a really really big accomplishment.
Now, I don't know if you played last week when they played up in New York. Did you play in that?
I did.
That has to be the rowdiest gallery I've ever heard in my life.
You know, I almost went out there. I missed a cut by one. Played pretty good. And I thought I made it, but that's just a tough golf course. But I almost went out there on the weekend just to sit in one of the stands and hear all the crowd, because I was playing with Jimmy Walker. But you know, I heard Dynamite, I don't know how many times out there, but the 2 days I was playing with him. So, I can only imagine, you know, what they were saying to Tiger and Phil and Bubba.
Oh, they
the
went
plan.
After they went after Sergio Murph. Oh, it was they were chanting USA when he would putt, and it got real quiet one time, and he was about to tee off, and somebody made the sound of a kiss like this, and it carried real loud, and his shot went, and he just turned around and looked at the gallery, and he said, "Are you serious? That's the first time I've ever heard that in my life." And they were just so rowdy. What's the rowdiest galleries around?
I think no question up there in New York, because there's no one. You never know what they're going to say. You know, and the other one is out there in Phoenix over there on 16. They'll call you by your nickname, and they'll call by your middle name and don't even know how they got it. You know, it's just they do their homework out there.
They call you by your middle name.
They do some research.
That's got to throw you off right in the middle of the basement.
They got me one year out there. It was my birthday. I always seem like in Phoenix, it's always, you know, late January, and I play graphite shafts, and I'm on the tee, and I hit my shot. Right before I hit my shot, they said, "Happy birthday!" You know, singing "Happy birthday" and everything. And one guy said, "It must be hell to turn 40 and have to use graphite shafts." and the two wow. playing guys, the guy that I was playing with, said, "Did they really just say that?" So they do some good stuff out there. It was pretty good. I played with Poulter there, Ian Poulter there this year. He got over the ball on the tee shot. He backed off, and there's a little microphone right there. And he got on there and said, "I can't hear you guys." So it got so loud, like a basketball arena. And he hit the shot after that. That was pretty cool too.
Well, when you get back stateside, I know we're too early for you. We'd love to have you on the show one day and talk about the various aspects of golf and how it's grown and continues to grow, and the new wave of golfers, the Bubba Watsons. And I'd like to hear your favorite David Faraday story, too. Apparently, he's got a lot out there.
Oh, I tell you, he's kind of like McCord. You never know what's going to come out of their mouth.
Well, we appreciate you on this special occasion, and your alma mater here. Gober's here with us. And just thank you very much for calling in today.
Thanks, Ken.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And thanks for everything there at Henderson and Arkadelphian. Watch out for that kale. You know, he hasn't grown up just yet.
I went down to Fort Worth with Ken's family this year at the tournament. We had a pretty good time. Went to Lone Star to the racetrack. Ken was yelling, "Hit 'em five" the whole time.
Thanks, Ken.
You got it, guys. Thanks again.
Thank you. All right, take care. All right, back to our athletes.